touring the great state of Arizona. We're on a road trip this hour. Now, that's great road trip and music right there, huh?
Got to have good music to go along, for sure.
Oh, man. Like Romy says, exit I-10, get off up Marana, go back around the backside of Saguaro National Park.
I think you
take
guys
a look at the beautiful part.
Have everybody so hungry there's nobody left listening. They've all taken off to find something good to eat.
We're touring the state with the Romeros here this hour. 8 Arizona garden sites you need to see before you landscape. We started with the Desert Botanical Garden right at Papago Park. We took you from there to the Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden, and we headed down to Tucson now to talk about the Tucson Sonoran Museum as well as the Tucson Botanical Garden. As Romy and Jennifer tour you through all of these sites, I'm using Roger Naylor's book, Boots and Burgers, to tell you as you stop at all these places, great places for you then to grab a bite to eat. And you can find Roger's book at rogernaylor.com. We have discovered several great little joints. This is how we found Satchmo's.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer,
if everything was a Satchmo's, man.
All right, take us to the Tucson Sonoran
Museum. Well, hey, between the Scottsdale Xeriscape and the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, that's 122-mile stretch. What's Roger got in pit stops on the way?
Well, I will check. I will check. Go ahead.
Well, this desert, Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum is nestled in the west part of Tucson area. Just beautiful, kind of a little bit high, and you look down over the valley. And it's 98 acres. And they call it the Desert Museum Fusion Experience because, Romy, they have a zoo, a botanical garden, an art gallery, a natural history museum, and an aquarium. They have a
And in a perfect world, this is what all zoos should look like. They broke the mold of just viewing animals in cages and went through the effort of putting them in their natural environment. And I think that's a premier zoo.
So it's not tigers and elephants?
No, it's 230 species, most of them, you know, desert-type critters.
A lizard.
Mm-hmm. You'll love it.
Gila monsters. Rattlesnakes.
Ringtails. Fox.
Cudamundes.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful, wonderful place. They have two great little restaurants right on the spot. And it was started in 1952 by the Conservation Corps. If you could add up all the things that they did in this country with the Conservation Corps.
Yeah, look at all that we saw just hiking Sabino and Bear Canyon a couple last month.
It's mind-boggling.
All of that was built by Conservation Corps.
Makes the desert enjoyable for all of us.
So the fusion experience at the Tucson Sonoran Desert Museum, plant sales?
Yes, they do, and I'd have to look that one up.
Okay. Other things you can do in the general area is you can hike a mountain. Jennifer and I took that off of our bucket list just last month while we were down in Tucson for the banquet at Star Pass.
Oh, and when you're up there, you can look down and see that we found the Tucson Mission Garden. We're going to have them on this fall as well. And that's a walk through time with the different plants that were growing with the different people, the different things explorers brought in, and just the different generational plants.
And that's right along the Santa Cruz River Walk. And the Santa Cruz River is one of the most, it is the epicenter of the original European invasion of the Southwest. It was the Santa Cruz River that the Spanish friars used as the highway from Mexico to enter Arizona, the San Pedro and the Santa Cruz. And the Santa Cruz River is right there along the Tucson Mountain, and it is the original site of the settling of Tucson.
Rich, rich history in that area. And you asked about the plant sale for the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. It's actually Sunday, September 30th for the public. But if you join, you can go a day earlier, September 29th.
And from there on, I'm going to jump off of our route real quick. If you just want to stay windshield time and experience it, you could go south from there, jump on 86 and go through Three Points and Kitt Peak, past Kitt Peak, go through Y, hit 85, Ajo, come back up. To meet in at 8 at Gila Bend. That stretch of road is very isolated, I mean, you almost feel like you're driving back in through time. And it's been a long time since I've been through Ajo. They've done a really nice job with that town.
Yeah, Ajo is nice. Yes.
That is a really nice town. And you've got Oregon Pipe, Cactus National Monument. But that wasn't really part of it. I took a little detour there.
Tell me
there.
Where to eat in Gila Bend, huh? That's a challenge. What is it, a space cafe? The space cafe.
Yeah,
the space cafe.
It's fantastic.